Many people at this time of year are just coming back from a vacation or about to go on vacation or looking forward to one that has been postponed over these many months. We all look forward to some form of holiday, time away, a break from our regular routine. They provide an opportunity for much needed refreshment, relaxation, rejuvenation. Such restful times enable us to be present to our family and friends in a whole new way, or even it gives us a time to even rest by ourselves. Time together is quality time for members and friends. They can give each other in ways that they can't when they're busy about the things of our daily life that are not just always possible, as you well know. The gospel reading this afternoon affirms the value of finding a restful time for with those who are significant to us. The apostles have just returned from a mission. Jesus, earlier in the same gospel, had sent them each out two by two to preach the word, to bring healing, to bring comfort to those people. And now they've returned to tell Jesus about what had happened. And I'm sure they wanted to, you know, find the time to say all the good things that had occurred, that they were even surprised that had happened. They came back full of that enthusiasm, wanting to share with Jesus, their master, all that he had taught them and say, hey, you were right. Of course he was right. And Jesus knew that they needed to rest. As Mark says in the same gospel, there were so many people coming and going that even the disciples had no time to even eat. Jesus intended to take them off to an out-of-the-way place, to this lonely place, where they could be by themselves, with just Jesus for company. You know, I've heard many times in this last year and a half with COVID, from many religious who come to the shrine or I talk to, that even retreat houses that have been havens for an out-of-the-way place for priests, deacons, religious, they've been closed because of COVID. So even these natural out-of-the-way places have been shut off from them. You know, during the COVID experience, our grounds became a haven for many people because we became, for the many people in our area, whether it be from Howard County or even from Silver Springs or from far, came to our grounds and found in this site that out-of-the-way place for them to rest and rejuvenate, which was of great value to them. Well, this time away would have been a great opportunity for this exchange of ideas, this message, and to, you know, what we would call recharge their batteries. The words of Jesus, you must come away to some lonely place all by yourselves and rest, affirms the great, great value of finding space in our busyness of life, the value of slowing down and finding a different pace, a different rhythm. It is good to find a quiet time, a special time, when we have no goal, no target to reach. Jesus and his disciples worked hard, but Jesus understood that work, even the work of the Lord, was not the absolute value. There comes a time when a person must get away and research their values, refine their values, the value of rest, relaxation, quietness, and reflection. Even if that place is a place of prayer in your own home, your prayer corner, if so be it, or your porch, or your backyard. But according to the gospel this afternoon, the values of rest and relaxation and quiet that Jesus was trying to promote for his disciples did not happen as he had planned. The work that Jesus was trying to take his disciples away from arrived in that lonely place even ahead of them. They got some message, even before texts or instant messaging was invented. Somehow they intuited where they were going to go, and they found them there. And when they disembarked from the boat, that needy crowd was there waiting for them. The plans that Jesus had for himself and his disciples did not materialize. I've watched the same thing in the evening news for all these travelers, weary to get on vacation. And what do they see on the boards at the airport? Cancel, cancel, delayed, delayed, delayed. That well-needed rest and relaxation is denied them for a time. But it's distressing. It's frustrating. The situation that Mark describes in our gospel is unusual. Is it? I think it's very usual. We all have a similar experience of having a plan, but it gets, I'll use the great English word, kiboshed. It doesn't really happen the way we wanted. And the temptation, the human temptation of reaction, is one of general irritation, or sometimes anger, or sometimes, no, you don't even express it. Your face is calm and serene. But inside, you are like a boiling tea kettle. But on the outside, you keep it under wraps. But it comes out at a much later moment somehow. But Jesus tells them and sees how these individuals, this vast crowd, were like sheep without a shepherd, and he needed to shepherd them. And he sets himself to teach them at some length. Jesus' response was shaped by his compassion rather than by his irritation. He's our example today. The value of rest gave way to a higher value of serving the needy, feeding the hungry. The second part of the gospel reading tells that something about Jesus was the kind of person he was. That Jesus wants to speak of us as the Son of Man, who came not to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a value, as an offering to the many. Jesus came to serve others, and he turned the opportunity of having rest to offer service once again. Even at times when the demands of others would probably be considered unreasonable by most people, probably by me, Jesus steps up and takes on and lives out his being shepherd to all. Jesus gave everything to the service of others, including his very life. We see that lived out on the cross. St. Paul says of Jesus that he emptied himself, taking the form of a slave that offers himself for the life of many. He takes the form of a servant. Jesus was given the title Lord by God the Father. The risen Lord continues to exercise his lordship today by becoming our servant. He lives forever to serve us, to listen to us, to care for us. He is the shepherd who continues to serve the flock. He serves us by giving us his teaching, just as he's taught the crowds in the gospel reading today. He serves us by giving us his body and blood. He feeds us with his word and with the Eucharist today, every day. The Lord does not have times when he is at our service and then times when he is not at our service. He is always ready to serve us, to hear us, to shepherd us. The gospel indicates that he is there to serve us whenever we are willing to go looking for him. The Lord is not less available to us at some times than at others. We just have to make ourselves open to find him, to search him, and maybe even in that quiet place to say, "Here I am, Lord. I come to do your will."